The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph discusses the machlokes of Abaye and Rava of Hazmona Milsehi or Hazmona La Milsehi. Abaye's opinion holds Hazmona Milsehi. As soon as something is designated, the halacha recognizes Milsehi, that it's considered as if that designation carries weight in halacha. Rav's opinion is that Hazmona La Milsehi, a mere designation, does not really qualify as a status in halacha. The Gemara, actually, on Daf Mem Ches on the base, the maskon of the Gemara is Hazmona La Milsehi. That we paskin, the mere designation does not establish a status. In the course of the Gemara, bringing rayas, kashas, back and forth on the opinions of Baye v'Rava, one of the examples the Gemara brings on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph is the halacha of Rav Chisda. Dam Rav Chisda, Hai Sudra, this kerchief, this piece of material, the Azmanei Lemeitza Beit Tefillin, that was designated to keep the Tefillin in them, V'tzar Beit Tefillin, and they were used for the tefillin. The halach is you may not use that kerchief now to hold money. But if all you had was designation, but it was never used. Or tsarbei, if it was actually used, but as all the Rishonim explain, Rashi explains, it was used temporarily. Without specific designation, then it doesn't have the din of Tashmishei Kedusha, and the halach is Shor Lemeitza BePshiti. You may put money in it. As says the Gemara, so we see from here that Hazmana, designation itself, is not adequate to make a status. Says the Gemara, Ulabai Dama Hazmana Milsehi, and according to Abaye's opinion, who holds that designation itself is adequate, there halacha will be Azmanei Afgav Deloy Tzar Bei Tefillin. If you designate it, even though you didn't use it, Tzar Bei, but if you use it, E Azmanei In, E Loy Azmanei Loy. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Mem Beis, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this halacha. Sudar, a piece of material, the Azmanei Lemeitza Beit Tefillin, that was designated to use for Tefillin, Le'olam, forever, because as we just said from Rashi, the halacha does distinguish if it's temporary or forever. For Tzar Beit Tefillin, and it was actually used, Chad Zimna, only once, Os Lemeitza Beit Zuzi, you can't use it for money. You can't put money in there. But continues the Ramah, V'mhistan lab metchila, if when you bought it, you made it, you had it tanai, that you're going to use it for whatever purpose you may, b'chal yin shari. Continues the Ramah, v'klaf ha'mu'ubed l'shem tefillin, if you have klaf, you have a piece of parchment that was made for tefillin, also l'chtav alav d'vrechol, you can't use to write on it regular. You can't use it just for mundane purposes. Das mana kai gavna l'gufa gdusha milsehi. So Rama says a b'chiddush. Here we just finished learning a sugya that the halacha is that as mana lav milsehi. And here Rama says that just by you preparing a piece of cloth for tefillin, it already has kedusha. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. We'll speak about this. As menevelay tzarbei. But if you designated it without actually using it, or you used it temporarily without designation, you could use it to put money in it. So, the Mishnah Brura says, certainly, this halacha, will, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, we've been learning, discusses a piece of material. Certainly, if you have a tefillin bag, the halacha is much more, is much stricter. In fact, I saw from the Shaul's Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer that, as we quoted in our shir, Rashi, as clear as Pshat in the Gemara is, makes a distinction if it were used temporarily or used permanently. Says the Chavis Yoyer, when does that distinction apply? That distinction only applies, he says, when we're speaking about a piece of material, sudr. So sudr is really not meant to be used for tefillin. So therefore, you have to designate it, you have to use it permanently. But if you have something like a, if you have something like a tefillin bag, so certainly when somebody has a tefillin bag, the purpose of this tefillin bag is to use for tefillin. There, even using it once will make it into a full-fledged used. The Rishonim in our Gemara and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha both go into a Riches on this issue. It says, whenever we speak about Hazmona, Hazmona has to be Bedibur. Even Abaya, who's of the opinion that Hazmona Milsihi, agrees that the Hazmona has to be with Deber, otherwise it's not considered a Hazmona. The Mishnah Berurah also says that if we don't know, and this goes back to the Chavis Yoyer that we just quoted, if we don't know if it was La'olam or not, we can't assume it's La'olam unless it's a tefillin bag. There we could assume that the Hazmona was La'olam. What about if it was the cotton that was Mazminit? So if the cotton was Mazminit, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is still considered, and the cotton used it, it's still enough to be considered a Hazmona. If, however, it was used temporarily many times, every time it was used many times temporarily. The fact that every time it was used temporarily, that is enough to make it, that doesn't make it into being a tefillin bag. The Bir Halacha makes another very important point, very much dependent, connected to what we learned in our Gemara. The Bir Halacha says that in order for a tefillin bag to be considered a tashmish to Kedusha, that you should not be allowed to put into it anything else, says the Bir Halacha, that's only if you already have the tefillin. Just like in our Gemara, where we have the Machlokes of Abaye V'Rava about the Tachrichim, are they considered something prepared for a mace? And it's very clear from the Gemara on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis that even Abaya, who takes the stricter approach, will only hold so if there's a mace. So too, in our discussion, in order for us to have an issue, we have to have the tefillin. If the tefillin aren't here yet, then the tefillin bag cannot be considered tashmish kedusha. The Paiskim also point out, and this is a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed Dalet, Sif Dalet, Bir Halacha Divrei Maskil Shtei, that even though, as we've been learning in our Gemara and our Shir, that tefillin bag have a din of Tashmishi Kedusha, and therefore certainly if they were designated for a tefillin bag and used permanently for a tefillin bag, everybody will agree, based on what we're learning in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, you cannot use it for other items. Says the Mishnah Berurah that since nowadays the tefillin, when we put them into the tefillin bag, we don't put them directly into the tefillin bag. First we put them into cases, and then we put them into the tefillin bag. So therefore, even the tefillin bag, says the Mishnah Berurah there, does not have the status of a tashmish to kedusha, rather has the status of a tashmish to tashmish kedusha, and therefore you could put anything into the tefillin bag. However, the shalos tshuvas michas alozer chelik alef simchav zayin, and the shalos tshuvas divrei yatzav chelik alef simin memches disagree. They say because even though the Mishnah Berurah is correct by saying that the tefillin are not put directly into the tefillin are not put directly into the bag, they're put into the case, and then put into the bag. But they point out that the tefillin is still that there's the ritzuas of the tefillin, and the ritzuas of the tefillin aren't covered. And therefore, the bag serves a tashmish to kedusha on those ritzuas. So the question now is, what could you put into the tefillin bag? So the Paiskim say a number of points. Why we could put different items into the tefillin bag. Number one, the Paiskim, we have the heter of the Mishnah Berurah, that he still considers a tashmish to tashmish. Number two, the Paiskim point out that bizman hazeh, the tefillin bags are obviously larger than just enough room for the tefillin. And the place in the bag that's not designated for the tefillin never had the status, even if you're putting tefillin into the bag and they were designated for that purpose, that space that isn't used to put the tefillin is not considered the area of a tashmish, the kedusha. They want to say, the Taz says such a svara, it's like on that spot there was a tanai that there should be no tashmish to kedusha. The Klausenberg Rebbe has a difficult time accepting that concept. That's in the Shas of Tshuvas Divrei Yatzav Chelik Aleph Simen Memches, because he says in order to put the tefillin on the bottom of the bag, in the bottom of the bag, you have to get through the top of the bag. So it turns out that the top of the bag is also considered an area used for tefillin. And therefore, if someone wants to put into his tefillin bag different items, the best thing is to make a tanai. And as is clear, even though the Aruch HaShulchan says that you don't necessarily have to verbalize, articulate your tanai, the halacha seems to feel that a tanai should always be, if you want to make a tanai, that should be certainly valid. You should vocalize it. And therefore, you want to have a shaila that you could put things in there. Moreover, it matters what you're putting into the tefillin, in tefillin bag. If you're putting into the tefillin bag, siddur, tehillim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses, if somebody puts into his tefillin bag, a mirror that he looks to, that he uses to see if that the tefillin's on the right space. So there maybe you don't even need it tonight because they belong in the tefillin bag. So certainly you have all these hatayrim that the best thing is to make it tonight that I'm going to put these things into the tefillin bag to make verbalize it tonight. So, and even if you didn't, you still have the heter that the space where the tefillin aren't is not considered an issue, coupled with the heter that you have of the Mishnah Berurah, that the entire tefillin bag is really only a tashmish, the kedusha. This entire discussion is only regarding the tefillin bag. But when we speak about the talus bag, the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yud Aleph certainly considers that the tefillin bag is not considered a tashmish to kedusha. And certainly the Paiskim say that if you have a plastic bag that you put the tefillin bag into, that certainly has very little kedusha to it, and you could put different items into it. Having said that, still the Paiskim say that it's inappropriate to use the tefillin bag, certainly the tefillin bag, maybe even the talis bag, to put things that don't belong in there. And the Paiskim also say, the Mishnah Berurah says this in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Katan Zayin, that even though he's taking such a lenient approach towards the tefillin bag, if somebody is getting a new tefillin bag, he should not throw the old tefillin bag just into the garbage. He should put it into Sheamus. 2 points to complete our shiur. The Ramah is sort of difficult to understand. The Ramah says that if you have cloth that was used to make tefillin, you can't. All you did was just designated that cloth for the tefillin. You can't use that cloth to write anything on it. But the question is, and the Ramah says, why? Because Asmana Milsahi. And that's very difficult to understand. Because we just said at the beginning of our shiur that the halacha is Hazmana La Milsahi. So in fact, the Magen Avraham, because of this question, says that he doesn't agree with the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah, in trying to understand this Ramah, says the reason that the Ramah is Machmer, says a very interesting Kiddush. Even if a hold has Mona Lab Nosi, still says the Mishnah Berurah, it is the opinion of the Ramah that to go and take something that was designated to be used for tefillin, and after it was designated to be used for tefillin, you're going to go and use it for a dover chol, that is too extreme, of a disrespect. And therefore, even if we paskin, as we keep on repeating, that as mona lav milsehi, klaf, that was designated for tefillin should not be used for something else. Should not be used for a davar chol. The Cheshukei Chemed here says a very interesting story. He says there was once a son, obviously not very religious, who was taking a trip overseas. And his father, before he left, told him two things. He told him, I want you to please be careful to put on tefillin every day. And he also told him, if you'll need money, you could call me and I'll send you money. The son travels overseas. After a while, he calls his father, Father, I need more money. And the father asks him, do you put on the tefillin? Do you put on tefillin every day like you said you would? He said, absolutely. The father says, I'll send you money. A couple days go by, and the son calls the father. You said you're sending me money. I'm quite desperate for the money. And are you sending me money? So he says, again, he asks him, are you putting on the tefillin every day? He says, yes. He says, I'm sending you money. This happens 2-3 times, and he never sent him the money. The son ran out of money wherever he was, and he came home. He came home quite distressed because he was still in the middle of his trip, and his father had told him I would send you money, and he didn't send him the money, and he had no choice but to come home. So he tells the father, I thought you said you would send me money. What happened? So the father asks him, did you put on the tefillin? He says, absolutely. He says, bring the tefillin bag. He brings the tefillin bag and he opens it up, and in the tefillin bag there was a wad of cash. He says, if you would have put on the tefillin, you would have seen that you had the money that I told you I would send you. So the question that the Cheshukei Chemed discusses, was the father allowed to do that? Was the father allowed to use the tefillin bag to put money in it? So certainly, based on what we're learning in our shiur, it would be mutter. Number one, we have the Mishnah Berurah that says the tefillin bag is only a tashmish to tashmish. Number two it seems that the pious can say that if you make it Tanai, and we can assume that you make it Tanai, everybody makes it Tanai, it's self-understood, although it's better to verbally express it, you can use the tefillin bag for different purposes. And last but not least, we go back to what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said. Rav Shlomo Orbach, Zatzal said, you could put the mirror in the tefillin. You could put the talisman, the siddur in the tefillin bag. Because that's all considered something that you need when you're wearing tefillin. This money was needed to show the boy how important it is to wear tefillin. And therefore, the father had a right to put it into the tefillin bag.